Sibelius wanted to be a concert violinist, but he did not have the talent, apparently. He did write one of the greatest of all violin concertos, and David Cushron is here to talk about it. David, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So good to have you. What is it that you enjoy most about this piece?
It's hard to say in one sentence, but what I really enjoy about it is I lived with it for a long time. It was the first major concerto that I played. I started practicing it when I was 11, and I performed it for the first time when I was 12, and I feel like over the last 12, 14 years, I've really got to understand it in the sense that it takes a long time, sometimes decades, to really grasp and understand a piece of music. And that's what I really, really enjoy because I know everything about it. I don't even have to look at the music when I picked it up. I know every single little thing about it. And that in itself makes me enjoy playing it a lot as well.
The syncopation in the finale, when that great main theme comes, or can you illustrate that without the orchestra? Will it sound syncopated?
Well, it goes with the orchestra hand in hand. That's actually, I am playing around that. This is the orchestra part. I'm playing.
The Finnish landscape seems to come to mind with this music, even for those of us who've never been there, the brooding, rugged aspects.
Absolutely. You know, when the whole concerto starts, just with violins, and it's me coming in after a couple of measures, you can't help but picture, you know, Finnish cold water, forest, thousand lakes, just generally, you know, Finnish nature. And it helps me a lot to know what it's like there, because Norway isn't that different. I get all these ideas in my head. I have these pictures of how this is actually describing, you know, both the nature and the people living there.
Cool.
Cool indeed.